It's not every day of the week that we hear Jesus telling us where the Trinity wants to live. Today is different. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, wants to make a home with us, a home. With all the thoughts and feelings we associate with that one word, that is what God wants to set up in us. Entry is not by home invasion. The front door of our home, each of us as individuals, has no door knob on the outside, only on the inside. Yes, we are made in the image and likeness of God. Jesus, the Word made flesh, is the firstborn of many sons and daughters. But there's still a need for us to welcome personally Him and the Father and the Spirit. The building we call church is more properly called the home of the church. We, the people of God, the missionary disciples, journeying together to make all things new, as the theme of the recent Archdiocesan Synod used as its theme, we are at home in this building. Everything in the building, the church, has a place and a purpose and is very homey. Pictures of loved ones, decorations, stained glass windows, beautiful covers for altars, and ambos and candles, all the stuff of home life, though perhaps we don't have stained glass windows. Do we match this effort at decorating inside ourselves? When we are at home with the Trinity, peace is felt by all who visit, whom we welcome in.